This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.
So I call to order the meeting of the Johnson County Cemetery District for August 13th, 2024. Any public comment? As there's no public comment, let's move on to approving the agenda. Alterations to the agenda? There are none. So
I make the motion that we approve the agenda as.
Oh, thank you.
I second the motion.
Sure. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The agenda is approved. I would entertain a motion to approve the vouchers.
I move that we approve the vouchers as presented.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye. I do see we have some missing receipts that I'm sure you'll catch up.
Yeah, I think they all are. I think the only thing was I screwed up and didn't give you vouchers from last month.
Yeah, so okay. Those were receipts from last month, right?
These are vouchers from last month, yes.
Okay.
But I think the guys did get me all of them yesterday, so I still have both of them in there.
Thank you for telling that.
Yeah, that's my bad.
All those in favor of approving the vouchers, say aye.
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 Okay, vouchers are approved. The next on the agenda is approve the previous meeting minutes. Are there any additions or additions from the minutes? So I would entertain a motion to approve those.
My motion that we approve. Previous meeting minutes?
I second that.
Okay.
All those in favor of approving the previous meeting minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
And next on our agenda is the finance report.
All right. If you look at the balance sheets, those rates are all updated as of the end of July. One thing I did add, and I don't think I added it last month, but on the bottom of that first page of the balance sheet, you have your reserves set at that $743,000. So if you subtract the reserves from our total funds, that leaves you $87,000 in operating funds. And I'll just leave that number on there. I'll keep that calculated all the time so you guys know if you need to move some from reserves.
I like that. Thank you.
A quick eyeball.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
very nice, very easy.
Profit and loss, we did get the county treasurer's check. I think the total is like $12,000 between the different fiscal years and the vehicle fees. I don't think there was anything out of the ordinary. There were a couple extra checks to a couple of the kids, and you signed those because, and those were handwritten because those were termination checks. So that was a little different. If you flip back a few more pages, you'll get to the profit and loss, budget versus actual. We are 1 month through the fiscal year, so we are at 8.3%. There are a few line items that are over that 8.3%, but again, how the cemetery operates, a lot of those expenses are going to be summer expenses.
Sure.
Don't know if anybody had any questions on anything. Total expenditures is 11.78%, but again, the way the cemetery operates, a lot of the expenditures are in the summer. I had a couple more things kind of related to the financials, just to let you know the F-32, which is the annual report. You guys signed that annual report summary last meeting. It has been submitted. The F-32 is complete. So we're just waiting on Mohawk, Johnson, and Goodwin to do the review. And I've reached out to them, but I haven't heard back, and I typically don't until a little later in the year. The other thing is if you'll flip to the balance sheet, you'll see that that $22,000 CD that we have with MBS Banks comes due August 26th. The last page of your financial packet, there are, four different options for CDs that you can reinvest for us. and they go anywhere from 15 months to 6 months. The rates are a little bit lower. We were getting 5.4 and they're down to 4.2. He emailed me back and said rates are definitely headed lower for now in anticipation that the feds will start cutting rates in the upcoming months. So that just is an explanation of why those rates are down a little lower. So you guys can do whatever you want with those funds. You can send them back. Money market's earning 2.53, YSR is 1.9. He can reinvest it for any of those time periods that he has here. The choice is yours, but like I said, it comes due the 26th, so you kind of have to make a decision at this meeting. I think you probably have plenty of funds to operate for a while in the money market. I mean, you have $304,000. These other two CDs that you have with MBS come due in November. So it's, 3 months out? If you would need more money later on, those can all be brought back as well. So I guess it just kind of depends on what you guys want to do with it.
If it looked like we needed more when they're due in November, that would be a time we could do it without paying a penalty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm
going to ask a stupid question.
No such thing.
So if we go to our investment page, I'm trying to get there. The balance sheet. All right, so we have about $490 with MBS altogether, is that correct?
No, about 512.
A little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Almost 500.
All three of those CDs are
above 500.
Yeah, it's real close to 500. And so MBS has all of that in these four investments. Is that what I'm seeing?
No. They're three different CDs. They're not here on this page. They're three different CDs. On the balance sheet, you see the MBS CD, and then you see those three numbers at the end.
Mm-hmm.
There's a QCIT number, and the way I was taught, that's how they label them, is by the last three numbers of this 10-digit QCIT number, and that tells you exactly where the CDs are. I don't have it in front of me, but they're probably at some bank, someplace in the world, is normally where those CDs end up.
So DJ5 is some bank somewhere in the world.
It's that CD, but it's probably through some bank in the world. Most of them are in the U.S.
So what are we looking at as far as investing? I mean, are we going to say yes? We'll take the MBS page, current offerings. I guess I'm not too sure where the CDs are right now. I mean, I realize they're with MBS, but what are they showing us? What does our choice mean if we okay these? And we can talk about this. You can give me an education if you want to, but I'm not too sure what I'm seeing.
Can I ask a couple more questions for
sure.
Clarification? The only CD that we are worried about at this juncture is the DJ5, is that correct?
Correct.
That's the only CD we need to make a decision on today.
The 22,000.
The other two in November.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
So it sounds like we've got a little bit of wiggle room. The only thing we need to give a definitive answer to is DJ5.
Correct.
All
right.
Is that right?
And that's going to be a little bit more than 22,000 because it doesn't show the interest earned on it for
sure.
That time period we had. But that is correct. Yes, that 22 plus interest is what you're looking at.
And then if you go back to your current offerings page with MBS, if you look under the CD offerings, it'll kind of give you an idea of what bank and what the options are with those. So like there's two, the top two are not restricted by state. The other two, you know, you can only be doing that business in Ohio and Texas, right?
I think those are the restricted states.
The ability to do business in
we
state.
Have to
so.
Yeah,
level.
We just need to decide if we want 1 year, 9 months, or 6 months.
What I want to know is why is a 6-month paying out the highest?
That's not our question.
No,
you need to call MBS.
Because I can tell you why. Because they think interest rates are going to drop.
Right?
Yeah. It's a projection of.
So when they go into there, for
protecting themselves.
Well, no, it's the highest rate.
But it's only 6 months.
But in 6 months,
oh, I see what you're saying.
They are protecting themselves.
But we get the highest rate for 6 months.
So the gamble is.
And then just revisit then, but you may have a lower offering.
You only might get 3.5 or something like that.
For sure. It will be lower next time.
But it's a lower offering if we choose one of the other
two. You want 4.2 for 15 months, or do you want potentially to go to a lower interest rate for the remainder of the 6 months minus the 15 months? So for the
I could see us knowing that we have some future stuff that we want to do, that we may need a little more capital dollars. Especially if we're looking at wanting to put in a, not a greenhouse, but...
Our nursery?
Nursery.
Yeah.
So maybe we only want a 6 month on that $22,000.
But would we take that money from CDs or from the money market if we had to...
It's this
whatever DJ5
But I'm just saying if we needed to pull money from reserves, it would make more sense to pull it from something that makes only 2.5%. Rather than from something that makes over 4%.
We know we got to wait for everything to go to a maturity. Okay, right. I think by the time we get to where we're going to make capital decisions, it'll be after we get done. So I think within that time frame, within this next 6 months, we're going to be possibly needing some additional capital dollars. We should pull it from that, or once that CD expires, we know we've got our capital funds.
6 months from now is going to be September, October, November, December, January, February, right?
Yep. And that's usually when they start making a lot of decisions around capital expenditures during that time frame, if I remember correctly. I'm wondering if we want to put that on a short cycle, knowing that if we do need capital funds, we know we have it available, and then we can make a better long-term decision if we decide, you know, we don't need those funds.
Are you trying to let your CDs keep rolling, though, instead of taking money out?
It depends.
Unless they, like, they expire or something, yes, then you take it. But I would think if you had money in a CD, you would just leave it, because the interest rate goes up and down all the time, kind of like the stock market.
Unless you need the cash. And, Bob, I understand what you're saying, and that's a good point, but this is only $22,000.
Right.
So I...
It's not going to make a whole
lot of money. If it were me, and again, this is just an opinion, I would... probably tie up this $22,000 for longer at 4.2.
I would too.
Because in November you're not going to spend the $300,000. Hopefully,
right.
Won't spend the $300,000 that you have in liquid money market before.
Because you have other liquid.
Then when that $500,000 comes due in November, then if you guys need some of that liquid, you can invest part of that, all of it, whatever you want.
So in other words, we have better liquid options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we don't need access to the $22,000.
I wouldn't think so, Sean.
We shouldn't be
spending that. I agree with what you're saying. Absolutely.
Well, $22,000 is not going to make a whole lot of money.
The Greek bill prize, exactly.
Yeah, we're. I feel like we're tracking our budget really well. So I think what you say makes sense if we have other liquid for the rainy day account, and then you let this ride because you are getting that better interest rate than what we would probably presume we're going to see a year from now, or November even. So I agree with what you say. Mm-hmm. But with budget, the budget being where we're at, I think.
As long as we have accessible money.
Yes, and we do. So I wouldn't jump into this at all. I would go ahead and just let it build.
Yeah. But I think we have two issues before us right now, if I'm correct. Help me out. We need to approve the financial report, and then separately, we need to make the decision on the CD.
Yes.
So I would entertain a motion to approve the financial report.
I move that we go ahead and approve the financial report.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, Liz, I got excited.
No, that's okay. I think that's just been a natural discussion. I just didn't want to lose track of where I was. So now then, I think we have some good ideas about this CD and what we want to do with it. Does someone want to make a a motion about that, or do we need further discussion? I guess you make the motion and then you have further discussion.
We want to lead in a roll up here.
Well, that's what she said.
So make a motion, and then we'll discuss it, and we'll decide if we want to.
The motion is around what?
This $22,000 CD.
But is it a motion saying that you want to agree with something?
No. You move that we invest it at the 4.25 for 1 year.
Because
it's got to go somewhere. It can't just sit, right?
He can send it back.
It could, but it's going to be a lower.
You can make a motion anything you want, and then we have more discussion.
Yeah. Well, at least we know it makes 4.2 for now, for at least, what, 6 months?
A year.
Well,
that's a year.
Well,
that's
not bad.
4.25 for a year and 4.2 for 15 months.
Okay.
Where?
15. Because you have less than 0.05% change. It's negligible.
Oh, okay. Well, unless you need the money.
Right.
And if you take it out, you're going to be penalized.
Yeah,
that's
so you lose some.
But if
you
need money out, is it going to be more than $22,000? No? Okay,
no.
So that would be the one if we went there. But I would all need clarification for if it comes to that is, like, should we take money from the CD or should we take money from the money market? I don't know.
Money market is liquid. There's no penalty. And in fact, the bank automatically switches.
So we could take money from the money market with no penalty.
Right.
It would be the place that we probably should go to.
Like I said, the bank does that automatically.
Right. So this one, we're not going to touch anyway. So we might as well invest it for the
money. It sounds like maybe it's two categories.
Is this protected?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'll see none of his investments are for $250,000, and they're all different banks, so they're all covered under the FDIC.
Okay.
So when do we get the next big check from the county? It was like one check.
Oh, no, really? We're not getting one?
Okay, usually.
I don't know. Yeah, and property taxes are collected in November, December, and
okay.
May.
So
there's
could
that.
Be some money coming November, December in that time frame.
Yes, yes.
So we'll
yes.
have a little more,
yes.
a little more.
And we still have
awesome. Cash.
Minute
yeah.
taxes the way they've changed it. I can't.
That's our liquid.
Okay. 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 So sorry, you guys. Can we have one person
yep,
speak
I agree.
At a time? It's just
we need a motion. I think somebody make a motion.
Well, I make a motion Whatever that we invest $22,000 in institution. For SVG in New Burrowport for 1 year.
I second.
Can I change that motion just
sure.
a little bit? He can't always, because this doesn't come due until the 26th, he can't always get these exact ones.
Oh, okay.
But he will get
but the same bank.
Pretty close to these rates.
Okay.
Okay,
so if the motion could say
the time that we
length the time.
Yeah. So 1 year or 15 months. Are kind of our best choices. Is that correct? Okay.
So we all agree then? You second?
I second.
Okay.
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 So
that's to do the
most
MBS $22,000
mm-hmm.
For the 1 year.
For 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
At the rate they're offering
mm-hmm.
for
yes,
that time right. when that day
yep.
comes, they
okay.
reinvest. Mm-hmm. And who made that motion?
Sheila did.
Got it.
Is there a second for the motion?
Bobby did.
I seconded.
Okay. So all those in favor of investing that $22,000, reinvesting that CD for 1 year at a possible rate of 4.25%.
Mm-hmm. I think it's this one.
No, that's a 9 month.
Oh, 9 month? Oh, okay.
Yep,
so
this
is
a
12 month.
Yep, so 4.25%. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion is carried.
And who was the second on that?
Sorry. Bobby was.
And it will be more than $22,000 because that doesn't reflect the interest.
Okay.
So $22,000 plus the interest.
Thank you for help. Everyone's helped him through that one.
And I will,
I was
if it's okay, I'll reach out with to Chaz and let him know what the plans are.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're not financiers. Okay, next on the agenda is the Sexton's Report.
All right, so I like to start with what Danetti's been doing. She's been busy. Danetti's great. We love her down there. She goes through that place daily, sometimes twice a day, just to make sure everything is in order. She's been busy with regular maintenance, as far as landscape maintenance and mowing and weed eating, watering trees. It's been intensely hot down there a few days, so she's making sure that those trees that we put down there get extra water. Beyond that, she's still kind of getting moved into her new office and shop down there, kind of getting things fit in the way she likes. She seems to be as happy as she could possibly be with having that new office up there. So now, with that being kind of on the talking point, is next month, is that, do we want to talk about doing our annual meeting in KC for next month? And maybe thinking about that, is there a better month for people, or should we just maybe get it, kind of start wrapping our mind around doing it in KC next month?
What's the date of month? Are you up to calendar?
9/10. That'd be on the 10th.
When would October be? What would be the date?
I think that's probably still early enough in October, weather-wise. Yeah. Options. So,
you never know.
I just wanted to bring that up. Yeah. So good, if you guys have any discussion on that right now.
Mine would be for October. I won't. There's a good chance I'm not going to be here in September. I'll be able to attend by conference, but not in person. And I have yet to attend a meeting down there. So
you'd like to probably do that.
My request would be October.
It doesn't affect my schedule one way or another, so I'm open to either of those. I just would like to get down there so we can, you know, see what Danetti's got going on down there, see her new setup as it is, the new gate, and just kind of as a group, it'd be nice to do that. So I'd like Bob to be there also. So if October...
It'd be nice if October was there. Okay, I think October's fine. In our bylaws, is that... is it set as September?
I don't believe that it's set.
Okay, I just wanted to make
annual.
Sure. Because
I'll
we
check
can change
the verbiage
those.
On
yeah.
It.
We talked that last year. It was not.
Well, we forgot about it last
year. And I think, last year what we did is we moved it out of August back a month. So
yeah.
I think
I'm fine.
We looked at it then
September,
as not being
October,
something we needed to make a motion or anything.
Okay. So we'll just set it and that'll be fine.
Okay, so October meeting will be down there. She's got a couple of new things down there. She's got her new mower. She loves it. We've auctioned off her two that she had. She had two mowers doing one job down there. We kind of cleaned house. She has one mower down there now that's adequate to do both of the jobs. She's couldn't be more pleased with that as well. And then we bought her an attachment that goes on her weed eater, but it's actually a broom. Like a driveway broom, and it's really cool. So you see them on the street sweeper of style. Well, it's just kind of a handheld street sweeper. So she's keeping that place really tidy. I love
great.
That.
It's,
she just
a wonderful
yeah.
Job.
We don't worry about KC Cemetery unless she calls. We take care of what she needs, but other than that, she just clips right along.
I think there's some trees that have some dead.
Mm-hmm.
Branches and stuff.
And she'll prune those in the fall.
Okay.
Yep.
I figured there was a plan. I just wanted
yep.
to.
Yeah. We have some out front of here too. We have three identical apple trees that all died. They all got leaves this spring, and then we had a weird frost, and they went hopefully dormant, but I think they may have died. But if we leave them intact for a year as they are, they'll have root hormone continuing, so hopefully those will sprout some little offshoots, and we'll take care of those in the fall or spring if those shoots come up. Same thing with Danetti's going to end up with those ones down there. So
yeah,
it was a hard winter.
Yeah, it was. It just everything got on a rough start. We had a real lack of lilacs and other flowering trees this year. So the apple trees are usually pretty hardy, and that doesn't hit them, but those guys, they just zapped them. We did replace toilets. You probably saw that, maybe a plumbing voucher. I don't know if you signed that. I think you probably did. But so what we're having constant issues with all of these toilets, the ones in KC and the two here, just not
You don't have the people volume to justify.
Yeah, just it wasn't the right setup. So what we've done is we kind of went back to the, you know, primitive toilet, that not a bucket, but it's a regular flushing system that seems to be working fine. We've had zero problems with that.
We had troubles with those at the school too, because all summer long they didn't get used.
Yeah, and they just need to have.
They wouldn't work when we came back.
They like visitors. So these ones, they're better off with what we've got down there. Paul went down with some equipment we rented from Rocky Mountain, with some road conditioning equipment we use out here as well. We used that. We conditioned those roads and then had Backcountry go ahead and spray them off and get some good block lines placed in, so we can get some crisper roads down there. Some of them were starting to actually grow over with weeds.
Yeah.
We just don't get the amount of traffic to keep it settled down. Other than that, she's really good at keeping in touch with us. In Buffalo, I don't do an itemized list like Danetti does. I should, because
you don't have time.
Well, I could fill up a whole paper, I bet. But when it comes to meeting with you guys today, I just kind of hit the high points. Some of that same stuff that we have on Danetti's report, just kind of business as usual that we maintain. I think that as hot as the summer's been out here, I think it looks really well maintained. We've got a lot of green, more than I thought we would have. Mother Nature's kind of been taking care of us, clipping right along with some rain, helping us out. The shade has been nice. The evenings are cooling off now in the last two rainstorms. I don't know if you guys noticed, but the whole world has greened up quite a bit. Paul and I's most of our time has been consumed with the irrigation project, as you all know. And I'd say that we're 50%, or maybe even just a hair over 50% with the large pipe that we're installing. So that's the 4-inch big perimeter that goes kind of makes a whole circle around the entire cemetery. And then each of those blue lines would also represent a 4-inch pipe. Just kind of real quickly, the 4-inch pipe has been brought through basically that entire portion. So what that means is that a lot of those boxes are set now. So this will go really fast. So what we end up doing is that this will actually look like that in the future. So as you see, we've kind of completed our first L shape, and we're kind of doing the next L shape, and then these two tie in together. And then this, like I say, is where we're kind of working right now. Moving right along with it, I'm very happy with the progress. I think that by the fall, we'll have most of this 4-inch done. We are losing some of our summer guys that are pretty well trained up. They're going back to football and education now. One went to college, and one who we were really hoping to keep on kind of for our winter guy, he moved and went to Cheyenne. His family moved, so we're kind of, that was Chris. Chris was a really quiet but dependable employee. He did ask if he could kind of come in on the winters, and he was going to graduate the semester. So we were hoping to keep him on. Didn't work out. I'm trying to coax him back. Maybe he graduates this year. So we just wanted to know that he's kind of got at least a summer job here next year if he needs to get a foot on the ground here back in Buffalo, and we'll help him do that. But that being said, pretty much everybody's gone, except for Dave Ramsey and one other kid that she'll be starting in, I guess school starts in 10 days or something.
Next Tuesday.
So less than that. 8 days. Busy Tuesday. So, hey, Danetti. That's where we're at. We just went over your report site. You just actually arrived for some time.
Yay for me!
So, what we have now is Dave Ramsey working with us, and we've just kind of got another guy that's doing some part-time things. Dave Hirth, who is a deputy sheriff here in Buffalo, and he's coming in on his extra time, days off. He has a background in irrigation installation, so he is somebody that Paul and I both know and trust to do the work that we're doing, and with his background in it, it's just been a great fit. So that's going to keep Paul and I able to just kind of keep moving along into the fall here. It'll give us enough help without falling behind the pace that we're trying to keep. We're still doing funerals as well. So, I mean, that is our main priority here. So those who show up, we've been having one or two cremations a week to do, as well as probably, I don't know, I would say one or two full burials a month is where we're at, kind of have been through the summer. Summer historically would be kind of a slower time of year for some full burials, for whatever reason. And then the cremations do pick up because a lot of people wait till summertime when they can all travel to Buffalo because we're spread out as a society. I guess there's a lot of other day-to-day things that we're doing, you know, just equipment maintenance, a lot of tree pruning that we've been able to continue doing, most of them hedges now that they've kind of had their time to flower, and we're moving into, like, say, the not necessarily fall, but cooler nights. We're in a zone where we're safely able to cut these hedges back in hopes that they're really going to roar back in a well-shaped manner, more manicured manner. So that's where we're at with our day-to-day business. I'm sure there's some things that I've done or that we've done that I'm missing to highlight, but I think the main message I would like to get out is that we have had really zero complaints about the irrigation being an issue or the dryness, and the public's been very patient, and we have some people to just come out on, you know, once or twice a week to see where we're at and see what we're doing, and so we're enjoying that interactions, and I think no complaints is a fairly good report card. I guess I'm closing into this would be my year anniversary coming up next month, so I'd say that in the 1 year, Paul and I have been able to accomplish a lot of our goals, maybe a little more than what we set our sights at, but we are a good partnership as well with Danetti, and I think that we can probably set our goals even higher for the next year. So that's concludes my sexton report.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Danetti, do you want some water?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. First of all, so you had an auction for the equipment that you replaced in KC.
So that brought in, that didn't net us, I don't hold me to a hard number, but it's right at $7,000. I believe that the three mowers, one of ours, and two of the Natties brought in. So we'll get that check from Branyon after the dust settles, however they do their commission and whatnot. So we'll have some income on that next.
Okay. Next month. That was my question. And then the cabin project, you spent $8,000.
So we have not spent anything on that yet, but that's what we'll probably end up doing is as the season turns and cools off, that's going to give us a day to spend our colder days where we won't want to be doing a lot of tree pruning whatnot.
So you have $8,000 left?
Yeah, well, no, that's actually, we haven't touched that yet, right. So that's a remaining number.
Right.
And what that'll probably cover is some windows and some interior coverings and insulation, and just get it looking really presentable on its feet, and then we'll kind of move into probably maybe next budget year some more like design and furnishing ideas that I'd love to have you guys.
Just keeping my eye out for a desk.
Yeah. So I think we all kind of in our minds see you step in there and you're like, I would like it to almost feel like you're stepping back in time. So that's kind of what the direction we're moving with that. We did have our first round of cemetery tours out here with the Jim Gatchell Museum. that went off pretty well, considering it was raining cats and dogs pretty much the entire time that she was touring out here. We made some different accommodations for them, if you will. We just opened up the shop in the evenings for them, cleaned it up. And so we had that kind of our theater area. So it was kind of fun to see little portions of that and how they were able to do their impromptu stage change, and everybody was their little characters that they were in, and that was the first time I've been able to see a little bit of that. So that was really I'm glad that Jim Getchell does that to really highlight the history here. So I think that'll really go well with the cabin project as future tours come on.
Maybe they have something in storage they can donate.
I bet they do. I bet they have some items that, you know, we could probably highlight.
Sheldon was in the Sheridan Cemetery on Saturday. Dry, crackly. Mm-hmm. I mean, ours looks really green compared to.
So I like to hear that. I think a lot of that is due to the shade that we have and the forest that we're trying to, you know. And I like, Paul and I were just talking about that. You know, him and I are trying to have this 50-year vision of what we need to be doing. So I guess with that being said, we have started our nursery. If you guys have time, as you're around, you peek behind our shop. It's not big yet. We just have a few trees out there that we were able to get a really good deal on, and they're really healthy trees, so we got that started. So you'll see back there kind of the beginnings of a nursery, and that's going to expand throughout that area back there as time and money and trees allow. And our goal is to have a forest planted in those open, unplatted blocks all the way to our south fence line, an appropriately planted forest that'll make a grid of trees, and then a whole windrow along that back north side of hedges, cottonwoods, pine trees, to give us that shelter belt. So that's one of the, I guess, things that I should have highlighted or wrote down on my list, like the Nanny keeps a nice list. I would have had that on there, the nursery. So
I do have another question. On the columbariums, when are we going to remove the broken one? And
pretty much I can do it anytime now.
Relocate the...
Yep. I guess that's something maybe we want to talk about at the KC meeting, if we can remember to put that on the agenda, and maybe talk about while we're down there a place if you would like to have a columbarium down there. Maybe you guys have a little time to visit with the community before then, and we could do that yet before winter. I would like to get at least some things, yes, moved around, because we'll be expecting our newer ones towards the fall or the later fall. And I don't want you guys to think that you have to take the columbarium just because we have it, but I would like for you to want it. So I think that'd be a good thing to talk about. And if not, we do have a plan B. So that being said, we do expect those newer ones to be ready around October, mid-October.
Yeah, because we've known that they're moving for some time now. Mm-hmm. I just like to.
Yep, we can move along. I guess the reason we have it is because we're on the pipeline every day. We just throw on our boots.
And
some days we even say, you know what? We should have something else to do today. Okay. So maybe one of those days we'll go ahead and take care of those. So there's some days we need to give our tractors
kind of things a break.
Mid-October, I'm guessing, is the estimate.
Where are you going to put the broken one? Before you can, I mean, I'm not asking.
What we'll
you
do is
do
we'll
it
break it down so that it's not an entire piece, and then we'll store it in our parking area that we've kind of created an area for some stone setters and masons or dirt movers or anybody that we may need to contract for whatnot you know, maybe even giant tree removal, if we ever need to do that. We have a staging area for that, so I'd probably hold it there.
It can make a whole lot of great cutting boards.
We'll repurpose some of it, for sure. I'd like to actually repurpose it. I've visited a little bit with Dave Harness about this a little bit ago about doing some benches up there. He's got us a quote that we'll look at as the walls become more set. Of what a bench would be, you know, kind of a more by design bench, a factory bench, but then to take the remnants of the other columbarium and do a similar match off to either side. So you would have a nice bench for the back that says Willow Grove between the columbariums, and then off to either side you would have a backless bench that would be the remnants of the older columbarium. That would make a neat little story that says, you know, it used to be here, and that it's still its home.
Quite a project,
but we had to do, you know, reinvent the wheel.
Some planters.
Yeah, something to that effect. So, I would like to use it for that. I think it gives it a little fun little backstory too. Lemons, lemonade.
There you go.
Do it.
Thank you very much. There is no old business, so under new business, is the election filing date of 8/26. So, help me remember what seats are, who's up for re-election?
U3.
Okay. And how long were the terms that are up?
I don't know about that.
I finished a 2-year term.
Okay.
But they're typically four.
They're typically four years.
Three of us were up for.
I think if you look up
terms.
Okay. If you look us up on our county website under the trustee's name, gives their term and their re-election date.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. So we're done with new business. So we have some rolling agenda items. Review bylaws, fee schedules, and operations manuals. And it's proposed that we delay that until winter to allow for updates mm-hmm. and people's schedules
Good.
To slow down. I think that's a great idea.
Meanwhile, we need to be reading, being prepared.
Yes, that's probably a good idea, too.
Yeah, and Cassie and Bobby don't have the manual. So.
Yeah, we got it last week.
Oh, yeah,
where did you get it? Where did you get it?
Well, we have lectures right there because you don't care less.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's yours.
Okay.
From the person.
What?
I got it from the person.
Okay. Whichever person that was.
Versus the man.
Oh.
The teacher in me wants to assign sections to the... Maybe I'll do that for myself.
So much
will be done by this day and by this date, or I won't get it done.
Has anybody read it?
I've looked at different parts, but I haven't read cover to cover. We changed one paragraph in the whole book.
My question is, Bill Bobby said that by state law we have to have a certain amount of money in reserve
mm-hmm.
because we were taking money out for the irrigation system, and he said, I think you have to have $1 million in reserve. Isn't that what he said?
Well, I didn't hear a dollar amount.
Yeah, no,
and when we asked him, he goes, well, go read your bylaws.
Right.
You got to go by what your bylaws
say. Did you see it?
Basically, all it says is you got to have a reserve.
I think ours says that it's got to just be able to cover like a 1 year's budget or something to that effect, but it's not an actual dollar amount. It's more
it's
of a description. Yeah.
Okay.
Which
so,
makes more
it
sense than being a dollar amount. Everything about things change so much.
Yeah, to put a dollar amount on that, you would have to, you know, try to keep up with the rate of inflation.
Well, kind of what you would want to do is you need to say you got this much set aside for budgets to last you so many years.
So I guess that would be a good thing to put on our talking points for when we do that.
Yes, maybe we can. Maybe what we need to do is, like, if we have questions that deal with that, maybe if we start making a list, and then as we go through, we get, you know, come up with those questions,
know,
and then we'll drive
different
our conversation when we do go through those bylaws.
Their bylaws may require them to do that.
Okay, so I think that takes, we don't need to, that. vote on anything there, do we? Or do we need to vote on pushing that back? Do we need to vote on that? Okay, all right. And so, do we need an executive session? I would entertain a motion to end the meeting.
I move to end the meeting at 2:46.
I second.
2:44.
All those in favor?
Aye, aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.